Welcome back to the Weekly Manga Podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about all of your favorite ongoing Japanese manga. This week, we are doing our 2025 manga predictions and going over our 2024 predictions to see who won. We're also going to be covering a ton of news that we got over the last 2 weeks and the holidays, so stick around for all that manga news and more coming right up. Hello again, my name is Bruce. I am the proprietor of the White Gray Black YouTube channel. This week, I am joined again by my constant co-host, Gautam.
Hello, hello.
Special shout out and thanks to our Patreon subscriber, Yaji Black. If you want to have your name read at the top of the episode and see some bonus content just like Yaji, check out patreon.com/WGB manga. It's only $3 to start. So with that, let's get into our 2024, I almost said 2023, our 2024 predictions. That was our predictions that we made at the beginning of this year. It is now, we are recording this on the second to last day of the year. So the year has concluded and there is nothing new to reveal. All things are completed. We'll see how we did. Spoilers, not very well.
Okay, Bruce, off the top, I will say, I haven't looked at your predictions for 2025 and I don't remember either of our predictions from 2024.
Okay.
But having written my 2025 predictions, they are kind of insane. So I'm wondering if our 2024 predictions are just as kind of insane.
They're a little off. I mean, the fact that we got most of them wrong means that they were turned out to be pretty off the wall. So I will go through. We'll just kind of go through them one at a time. My first prediction at the beginning of 2024 was I said that Jujutsu Kaisen, My Hero Academia, Undead Unluck, and Cypher Academy will all end. And then I said Jump will see its highest sales ever in 2024. So Jujutsu Kaisen, My Hero Academia, and Cypher Academy did end. Undead Unluck did not end this year.
You were so close, man.
Well, but Jump also did not see its highest sales ever in 2024. I know 2022 is higher. I double-checked that one because that was just a big year.
Okay.
So already wrong there. It's possible that 2023 other years were higher. But yeah, so double wrong on that one.
You were close though. I gotta almost, give it to you. That was not bad.
Yeah. But it's one of those things that, like, if I just had guessed, like, Jujutsu Kaisen, My Hero Academia end, and that was the only prediction, it's like, well, that, yes.
So no points for that one.
Yeah. Gautam, your first prediction for 2024, which I think is our one fully correct prediction from this year, is you said all sports manga that started publication in Weekly Shonen Jump in 2023 will be canned, and Mama Yu Yu also will be canned, and that is true. We do not have any of these sports. We don't have Green Green Greens. We do not have what was the other one? There was another one I remember, but
MMA.
Yeah, MMA is gone. Mama Yu Yu is gone. Green Green Greens is gone. So. There's basically no active sports series running right now in.
You know, I'm happy for the point, but I am sad that I got that one right.
Yeah, I would trade it to get a couple of those series back, especially Green Green Greens was a really and MMA.
MMA.
Those are both actually really, really good series. And it's super sad that I wish Jump would just give them more of a chance because those are really good series. Yeah. And I think they'd catch on if people saw like, oh, hey, this is it. 90 chapters. Let's go check it out. So that is a correct answer. My next prediction for 2024 was Ruri Dragon returns. And I got this one kind of right. It did technically come back, but I don't know how bold of a prediction this was. It did come back, came back to Jump Plus on a different publication schedule. At the beginning of this year, we did not have any news on Ruri Dragon, whether that was going to be come back or on indefinite hiatus still. So I
do think you should get the point because it did come back.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Even if it wasn't as bold as our first two predictions.
It feels like a safe prediction, I guess, at the end of the year. But I think at the beginning of the year, that was not a safe prediction, right? We had no news.
Yeah.
We didn't know why Ruri Dragon was on break. They had been on break for like over a year at that point. I think didn't the series start in 2022 or did I think so? Like,
let's count it.
I'll count it. I mean, in hindsight, I think that it was like February or March where it was like Ruri Dragon's coming back. And I was like, okay, cool. But yeah, we'll say that we both got 1 point there. So All right. All of the rest of our predictions are wrong. So here we go. Gautam, your next prediction was Studio MAPPA collapses in on itself like a dying star. You said this is an honorable non-manga prediction.
They were stretched thin, which is why I presume I said that.
Yeah.
I don't know why I went so hard in the confident. Like I said, collapses in on itself like a dying star. That takes some gumption to say. I don't know why I said that.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, they also just kept doing, I mean, not necessarily saved by it, but like Jujutsu Kaisen season 2 was incredibly well regarded. That's they did Ranma 1/2, which was also well regarded. They had a lot of well regarded anime. I mean, I think
they have like all these like IPs that like they have Attack on Titan as well. Why did I think they would?
Yeah,
collapse? No,
they the value of the IP they have licensed is very strong. I don't. I'll have to go back and watch. I don't know why you predicted this. This seems like
I don't know either. That sounds stupid. Okay,
so my next prediction was a 3 out of 4 of these things happen. So I said 3 out of 4 of these are going to happen. There's an Akane anime announced that did not happen. Sakamoto anime announced that did happen. Chojin X anime that did not happen. And Kindergarten Wars, which kind of we are told is in process, but I don't think we have an official announcement for it. So 1 out of 4 on those. Sakamoto anime announced. Yeah. Kindergarten Wars in process, but nothing on Chojin, nothing on Akane. I was kind of expecting more info.
I'm surprised
you
didn't
get this
one.
Yeah, and Chojin X too. Like, man, Tokyo Ghoul was like such a big thing. You'd think that Tsuishida's next work would be like front of people's mind. And I think Chojin X is better and cooler and also still dark and interesting and visually is going to be. I wonder, as we'll talk about this at the end of the episode, but I wonder if next year all of the good studios, hell, all of the studios are just so booked up that a lot of these high kind of profile manga that we want to get adapted are just kind of on the back burner for like, you got to do them next year because 2025 is jam packed. So
why compete with yourself kind of a thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. Just spread out your good stuff to have good things. So got that one wrong. Gautam, your next prediction is Togashi does not release any chapters of Hunter x Hunter, which was a good prediction at the start of the year. But unfortunately, I believe he released 7 or 8 chapters this year.
Hey, I'm happy to be wrong. Yep. I'm happy to be wrong. Good for you, Hunter x Hunter fans.
Yep.
You got a lot of chapters.
Yeah, I go. Did he do 1 batch of 8 or did he do 2 this year? I don't remember. He might have done 2.
I don't know. I'm behind because that's the nature of every Hunter x Hunter fan is that you forget what happened because it's been 2 years since the last chapter.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, I have to reread 30 chapters before this.
Yep. Okay, so our last two predictions. My last prediction was either Kishimoto or Kubo returned to Jump group of magazines. So like Weekly Shonen Jump, potentially Jump Plus, something like that. I said an at least semi-regularly published series. This is a fail. This is nope. We did not get any more. What is the witch thing called by Kishimoto or by Kubo?
The one with the dragons.
I don't remember what it's called. It's good though.
Burn the Witch. It's Burn the Witch.
Burn the Witch. There you go. Burn the Witch. We did not get more Burn the Witch, which is kind of what I was banking on. I had heard that he wanted to do more of it and that they wanted to do more anime of it, but he wanted to write some first. So I was thinking like, oh, we'll get a Burn the Witch, you know, thing that's like monthly, but nope, did not happen. Kishimoto also did not come back at all. I don't know why I thought he might. Maybe this is a prediction again. Your last prediction for last year was an anime adaptation of Nausicaa of the Valley of the Wind announced. You said Cope, also rumored. This did not happen. There were no more rumors this year. This is a massive Cope. I hope that someday this is not going to happen, I don't think, until Miyazaki dies. I think when Miyazaki dies, we might get this. But
you know what? This was an aspirational prediction. Maybe one day we can come back and give me this point.
Yeah.
We can't because it's not 2024, but
but let's move on to our 2025 predictions. So we each have 5 predictions this time. So we'll say the winner of last year was a tie. And so we will each buy each other a movie ticket like regular, like we usually do.
Okay. Yeah.
Nothing changes.
That works.
But 2025 prediction. So I kind of brought one of mine forward and updated it a little bit. My first prediction for next year is that I'm going to do another 3 out of 4 of these things happen. I'm going to say Akane, Chojin X, Fool Knight, and one of any of Naoki Urasawa's manga have anime adaptations announced. This is one of those things that, like, Akane feels like a shoe-in. I think Chojin X and Fool Knight are both really popular, and I maybe have heard rumors about Fool Knight already coming. The Urasawa one is the one where I don't... that seems pretty unlikely, but also...
I think that makes this pretty... Yeah.
I think it makes it pretty tough with Urasawa on there, but we got Pluto, and I feel like people maybe figured out finally how to do something, and so, you know, Billy Bat or, you know, 20th Century Boys might... on the plate, or maybe they go back and maybe they adapt Asadora as he's publishing it or something. I don't know. That kind of makes this one a little bit harder, but I feel like if I just did the three, I guess 3 out of 4, right? So if we don't get an Aoki Urasawa one, I still get it right. But if two of these fall through, then I don't. So
I don't know if they do Chojin X.
Man, it's been published for like over 3 years now, right? Or maybe right at 3 years. Like it's on chapter, technically it's on chapter like 140 or something, although the chapter titles are bad and stupid because he does 100, like he'll do chapter 100 part one and 100 part two, which is
crazy. I hate that.
I also kind of hate it for reading purposes, but
it makes numbers mean nothing. That's the annoying part.
Yeah, it's like how many chapters Chojin X? I don't know, because I think we're on chapter 96 part four, and it's like I think he's been 120 130 chapters, but yeah.
I only say I'm like suspicious on the Chojin X getting one because Tokyo Ghoul was more popular and they had like really bad adaptations for it, so I'm like,
yeah,
I don't know. Ishida's work, or it's Ishida, right? Ishida's work, I don't know, always doesn't get the treatment, anime treatment it deserves, I feel. So we'll see. I'm curious about that one.
Yeah, but I also wonder if I think the average quality of anime has gone up since Tokyo Ghoul. I mean, Tokyo Ghoul got adapted what, like 2016, I want to say 2015, 2016, somewhere around there.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I think the average quality of anime has gone up. I think there's more studios that are producing really high quality anime. So,
for sure. Who knows? It is such a huge export. So, that makes sense.
Gautam, read me your first prediction here for 2025.
I'll say Akka and or. I'll put and or. Akka and or Mengo will release a bunch of epilogue supplementary material to make up for the ending of Oshinoko being complete dog shit.
Interesting.
Since I said a bunch, let's call a bunch three.
Okay, it'll be like extra chapters or fill in, because there's already been an extra. I don't know if it was bonus volume content or what.
We won't count the volume content. We'll count everything after.
Okay. After you said there's going to be more Oshinoko, and it's going to try to fix the series.
In terms of like, maybe it's even like a radio play. Maybe it's like a book, like a novel. Maybe it's like I don't know. Something that's not in the official series tries to fix or fill in the gaps of what Akka forgot about or didn't put in the ending.
I could definitely see, because you mentioned it, I could definitely see a novel or light novel of the final arc being released and having like more details filled out by the author, by maybe Akka or somebody, and people reading it being like, oh shit, there's all this other information that wasn't in the manga that makes this better. So I think this is a long shot, because Akka's starting a new series. Mengo, I don't know what they're doing. I would assume that they're probably hopefully going to start a new thing, because I like their art a lot. I hope they do, but I don't know.
I'll fill you in, Bruce. Every single one of mine are long shots.
Okay.
But well, I feel it in my gut that one of them is right.
Yeah. I think mine are also long shots, except for maybe one or two. We'll see. Okay. Let's see. So my next prediction for 2025, I carried another one through because I think that this is one that I'm just going to keep guessing until it happens, because I think it's going to happen eventually. I brought forward again either Kishimoto Okubo Return to Jump magazines with at least semi-regular published series. I will use this time to talk about Jump, Weekly Shonen Jump next year. Is not really set up for success, is kind of how I would say it. They still have One Piece. Outside of One Piece, I think their second longest running series is Roboco. And then it's like Mission Yozakura Family and Undead Unluck are about the same. It's like, those are not, those are okay.
I think Yozakura has been running longer, but I think it has.
But like, right, like the, and the highest selling second place thing now in Jump is like maybe Kagurabachi, to be honest. Like, Like Sakamoto sells pretty well, but I think Igarbachi is going to blaze past it in just individual volume sales. But like, right. But like if your second place thing is Sakamoto Days, like that's not on the level of, for comparison, that is not on the level of My Hero Academia at any point. That is not on the level of Jujutsu Kaisen, not on the level of Demon Slayer, right? Which is the last, you know, five or so years of Weekly Shonen Jump. So my prediction is basically that Jump is going to have kind of more of a rough year because they don't have multiple hits right now running. They really just have One Piece. And then I think they're pushing hard for Kagurabachi. I think that's going to be a big hit. I think Noe's Exorcist, you know, is a decent hit, but nothing really is on the level of My Hero Academia, which they lost, or Jujutsu Kaisen, which they lost, or an Undead Unluck is ending this year, and Yosakura is ending this year. Jump, I think, is in a transitional period where they're going to have some issues. And I think that is when they will go to Kishimoto and or Kubo and be like, hey, like let's do Burn the Witch. Come on. Like, let's do it every 2 weeks. Let's put it in the magazine. We need something. Like, we need a name. And Bleach, a Thousand Year Blood War anime, got really, really good reviews of its next season. So Kubo, you know, might be their golden boy again. I think that they're going to have to go back into some historical, like, hey, you used to publish something for us that was good enough, and we need you back in the magazine. For
the reception to Thousand Year Blood War feels like people are lying to me somehow. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, because,
yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, because it's like while we were reading it, everybody was shitting on it. Everybody. And it wasn't that good. But now everyone acts like it's like the second coming. And no,
this is confirmation bias in action. The only people who are still watching Bleach in the year 2024 are people who love Bleach a lot and have been into Bleach forever. And the fact that it's getting a good animation, regardless of if they're telling the exact same story or changing it, which I don't actually know, like, good animation and you're still like Bleach in the year 2024, yeah, you're gonna rate it highly. Like, it's a well animated adaptation of a Bleach arc in modern,
yeah,
like,
and that's cool, like, yeah. That's cool. And don't get me wrong, I'm not against anyone liking Bleach or loving A Thousand Year Blood War. It's just like, it's just the discourse, yeah, wasn't like this back then. So, well, and there's like been tons of
I've seen tons of posts about like A Thousand Year Blood War is the highest rated anime of the year. It's above like Dandadan, and it's above Frieren, and it's above all. And I'm like, yeah, but that's like, it's literally looking at like, this is season 10 of this anime, and the only people left are the people who love it, and of course they're going to review it well. And like, comparing, yeah, that to like a brand like Apothecary Diaries or Frieren or something, where it's like a brand new series that everyone rates way above a 9 or a 10. It's like, are we really doing the scores justice here?
I don't know. Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, I think Weekly Shonen Jump has a tougher year ahead for it in kind of looking for hits. And I think they're going to go back to Kishimoto or Kubo. I think I probably said this exact same thing last year, because I said, hey, Jujutsu Kaisen's ending, My Hero Academia's ending, they're going to bring one of these guys in. But it looks worse for them, and so I think they're going to go back to one of their big three golden childs. So
I could see it. Yeah. But again, who knows? If Kishimoto has recovered from Samurai 8 or whatever that was called, and if Kubo is willing to go back to the mines to make more Bleach adjacent stuff.
Yeah. I mean, like Burn the Witch, but yeah, hit me. What's your next prediction?
Yeah, for sure. Elon Musk will post on Twitter or X or whatever it's called in 2025. He will post on X stating his intent to purchase Weekly Shonen Jump.
I hate this. I don't think this will ever happen. But at the same time, I think it might be possible to tweet at Elon Musk enough and manipulate him into tweeting about this. Like, it's literally not outside the realm of possibilities. Like, if you and I start tweeting Elon Musk about Weekly Shonen Jump and about how it's woke and he should buy it, how it's woke and he should buy, or some stupid shit like that, right? Like, he might just tweet that he was going to look at buying it. Like, he would just say that.
He will see it as an opportunity to connect with his 80 children, and yeah, he will offer to buy it.
Yeah,
I would hate it too. Don't get me wrong. This is just a prediction. This is the future, and I'm predicting it.
It's a dark future. You're glimpsing in the crystal ball.
I know.
We are slipping deeper into a dark future all the time.
yeah, I'm a doomsayer. I'm not a soothsayer.
There you go. All right. My third prediction for 2025, another, I think this is a long shot. It's again, this is my copium one that I hope happens, I guess. I said Marvel and DC Comics finally embrace manga by shipping one of their mainline characters to Japan for a normal slash ongoing series. So this is like a Batman, a Spider-Man, a Captain America, a Superman level character is sent to just have a weekly running series about them. So for example, the I don't remember what it was called. It was like there was like a short series by the guys who did Ultraman that was like a Batman thing that came out, I think maybe this year or a year ago or so. Like that wouldn't count, right? Like that's like a 6-volume run or like a 2 or 3-volume run and then it's over. That was not an ongoing thing. That was like a short run. Octopus Girl, like Doc Ock, that doesn't really count. That's not really a mainline character, I would say, but I think they're going to ship one of their big things over. They're going to say, yeah, give us a manga version of Batman or Superman or you know, like more likely, I think it's probably more like the main line, but B tier, like I'm thinking like Wonder Woman, The Flash, you know, like Guardians of the Galaxy, maybe like the right where it's like, they're big, but they're not like Superman, Batman, but like, they're still like mainline levels. So I think, I feel like I was watching a video today talking about the share of comics sold in, America. I don't know if it was America or the West. I think it was just America, but of the, you know, 100% cut of the pie, manga makes up like somewhere between 40 and 50% of those sales. That's DC, enormous. I think okay. Marvel is 4% and DC is 5%. And then the rest of it is kids comics from like Scholastic and other publishers, right? Like kids also like reading comics. So again,
right.
Marvel and DC are, it is a large fall from grace. And I feel like they have to look at what else is going on in the comic industry in the States here and figure something out. And I think that they're more likely to look at manga and be like, well, everyone's buying manga. You know, it's black and white. You don't, you know, it's easier, it's simpler. And I think that they
will either, when you say that they're shipping a character, are you saying like Peter Parker goes to Tokyo, or are you saying like,
no,
there's a Japanese Spider-Man?
And not even necessarily that, but I'm saying, so one of two things could happen, right? Either they contract, or I guess like a couple things could happen. They either sell, like, let's say they sell like, hey, you're Shueisha Weekly Shonen Jump, you're allowed to make a Spider-Man comic. So they give them the rights to just make a Spider-Man comic, which then Jump will go and get Japanese creators and they will create a Spider-Man comic. And like, maybe it goes through Marvel at some point, but they will either do that, or Marvel will just go straight to a Japanese creator. They'll get, you know, they'll just say, hey, you know, we're going to publish this in America and we'll also publish it in Japan, but find us 2 mangaka who will do a Spider-Man series for us directly, right? Where it's, they aren't going through a Japanese publisher, they're going directly through Marvel, but maybe Marvel, you know, publishes the volumes through, you know, whoever over here, over there. One of those two things is what I'm kind of predicting will happen.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
They could also, theoretically try to hire Western creators to create a manga and then also sell that here and in Japan. That, I don't want to predict that one specifically, because if they try to do that, I think it'll be a massive failure and I don't want to get a point from that. I just think that they'll look and they'll go, we need to make a manga. They'll either go to a Japanese publisher or they'll go to Japanese creators and they'll get one of those two to do it for them.
And we're not counting like Deadpool Samurai in this.
I don't think Deadpool I would count as a mainline. I mean, he is kind of
mainline
now, but
it's like a, You mean like a serious comic book character and not like a comedy?
Yeah, not like a comedy offshoot, or like, again, like Spider-Man Octopus Girl. Like, that's not really a Spider-Man series, right? That's like a weird, you know, slice of life comedy offshoot of Doc Ock
Freaky
and a little
Friday.
Girls. Yeah, it's weirder. I'm thinking like it's just a story of Spider-Man in the city fighting bad guys, or Superman or Batman or whoever. Like, I think they'll do it. I feel like I feel like if they don't, they're going to be, you know, they're 9% this year. They're going to be 7% next year, and it's going to get worse. Like, people don't really want to buy comics anymore from those big guys. So,
yeah, that makes sense. We'll cool. see.
Hit me with your next prediction, Gautam.
There will be a sports manga in 2025 about frisbee golf or disc golf or frolf.
Don't say the last one. Oh, fuck. I was with you on this prediction. I was like, that's a pretty good prediction. And then you put frolf at the end and it just, I hate it. But you know what?
I'm not the guy who made up the word frolf. Okay.
Yeah. Also,
don't shoot the messenger.
Also, we'll get comments about this. The sport is disc golf. It is not frisbee golf. That, because I know, because I've had friends who have played this and they're adamant about it being disc golf. I actually think this is a really
here's the thing, Bruce. Prediction. They have no right to yell at me about that because I don't even care about this. And yeah. I've heard all three. So I shouldn't have come into contact with all three of these words if they wanted it to be called disc golf unilaterally.
Yeah.
I don't care about disc golf. But I've heard Frolf and I've heard frisbee golf, and that's their fault.
I can't. I like frisbee golf. I've heard a ton. Frolf, I've never heard, and I hate it. But like being real, I think this is a good prediction. Like I think that if Jump is serious about getting another hit, like we're talking about, like a sport, they have not had a sports hit in Jump in like almost 10 years, more than 10 years. Like, what was the last big sports thing in Jump? Like, was it? Like, when did Slam Dunk ended? Like,
Blue Lock. Blue Lock is the last big one.
No, Blue Lock's in Shonen Magazine.
Jump. Kuroko no Basket, maybe?
Yeah.
Haikyuu was big.
Haikyuu, that was be it. Yeah. And Haikyuu ended at 2020, I think, or maybe in 2021. Maybe 2019? When did Haikyuu end?
I fucking love Haikyuu, though. It's really good.
It's really good, yeah. And again, like, Weekly Shonen Jump doesn't 2020 wasn't that ended, so yeah, so it's been it'll be 5 years now. I don't know if this will be successful, but I don't doubt that frisbee golf would be one of these. I mean, they've tried a bunch of niche sports recently, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
golf,
exactly.
MMA, I feel like you saw something else the year before, but
What is that sport where you push the thing on the board? Like, it's shuffleboard?
Shuffleboard?
Yeah.
It's a curling, but with sand on a board.
Oh, curling. Yeah, it's called curling. That's
well, curling
right.
is the ice. Curling is the ice large version.
It's the ice one.
It's like the same or similar rules.
I think shuffleboard and Frolf are the two that we haven't seen that I can think of.
I'm trying to think if there's anything like that's... Like, maybe, I mean, do they do wrestling? I mean, Blue Box has kind of got badminton and basketball in it, but it isn't super heavy into those.
They've had the guy who did MMA did a sumo
did
one.
Sumo wrestling.
Sumo manga.
Yeah.
Before that. So I think that's the closest.
This is not on my predictions because I think this is a safer bet. If you want to make this a safer bet to counter it, I think that they're going to go back to probably baseball and basketball. I bet they try one of each and see if either of those catch on, because they would love to have a baseball series. That
I know
it
would be a safer bet, but it wouldn't be an interesting
But you know what? I would rather have disc golf because like
I know
it's so weird, though, because like they have a Jump Plus baseball hit that's pretty big. They have Rugby Rumble, which I actually think is fucking great on Jump Plus. Like, they're actually really good at sports stuff that's not in the mainline series. That, again, I won't go into this point because you talked about it, but they should just bump stuff from Jump Plus into the magazine.
See, I think the thing is that they're good at sports stuff in the mainline series as well. Green's and MMA was great.
That's true. Those were really good. So yeah, it has to be good and popular, which I think means they have to go baseball.
Yeah, I think so. I think they go back to baseball in some way.
Yeah, I think so. All right, fourth predictions. Here we go. My fourth prediction is Chainsaw Man Part 2 ends in 2025, and the ending is either lauded as universally better than Part 1 or bad in every way. So no, well, it's okay, or some people think it's better, some people think it's bad. It's either everybody thinks it's awesome and amazing, or everybody, you know, the majority of people think it's good or bad. No middle takes here. I don't even know if it'll end next year is kind of thing. I think it might, but
I think it's a hot take.
And it's either everyone says this is way, it end, the ending's way better than Part 1, or it ends and everyone says this is just worse than Part 1 in every way.
I personally think it's impossible for this prediction to be right.
I don't know. There's a chance. I think it's a small chance, but like, I do think that there's a way that this ends and people look back at it and it's all tied together beautifully, that people look at it and go, oh yeah, this is like, actually Part 2 has a lot more, because I already think Part 2 has a lot more character stuff in it. I think it has a lot more
And I think that's why
deep character writing, and I think if he ties that up in a good way, people look at it and be like, actually, yeah, this is way better. I mean, like, part one of Chainsaw Man is great, and I love it, but, like, it takes 40 chapters to get going, to be honest. Like, they just kind of go and do stuff. It isn't really until the Raze arc, which until where it's like, oh, okay, we're bumping now. And then after the Raze arc is when stuff kind of finally gets up. But it's a little, I don't know, it's a little more random, it's a little more roughshod. Like, I like Chainsaw Man Part 1 a lot, and I think the end is especially good. But Chainsaw Man Part 2, for me, is set up to potentially be better. And so that makes me think that if it ends, people like you and me will look at it and be like, wow, they set it up and landed it and it was way better. Or they'll set it up and miss it and it'll be really bad. And I think maybe
people like you and me would think that. And I think our people like our listeners would also feel that way if that's how it goes. But I think it is too slow for the general public to state that it's better than part one.
Well, but here's the thing, though. If it ends in a bunch of wild, crazy, insane action at the end, that's what the people who have been complaining, you know, about the character and slowness of it. And if it does that and does the character stuff, then everyone's happy and everyone loves it. So I don't know. We'll see. I think this is a long shot, but who knows?
For what it's worth, I don't know. I love part two. I like Asa a lot. I think she's like a fantastic addition.
Yeah, I am also enjoying part two. I think the writing in part two in general is better.
It's very strong.
Yeah.
I still think part one is better for now, but part two is not over, so we'll see.
Yeah. Hit me with your fourth prediction there for 2025, Gout.
So counter to what is logical and what people believe will happen, I do think there will be one final Straw Hat added to the One Piece crew, and that will be Vivi, because that's the only person that makes sense, because she is already developed, like Jinbei was when he was added. And I think Oda kind of foreshadowed it.
Well, I think it's a promised thing. I think the total miss here is that this is not happening this year. This is 5 years out, if I had to guess. But I do think it'll happen.
You might be right that it might not be this year.
It's a safe prediction, but in the time frame of the next 52 weeks, it's not a safe prediction. So.
I'm surprised that you say it's safe, because I actually thought I was being a little spicy here. But I was willing to explain my rhetoric, which I'll do anyway.
Yeah, do it.
In Egghead, the Straw Hat crew sees Luffy's wanted poster in Gear 5 form, and he has the X, like his picture is blurry, except for the X on his arm, which is a symbol that they all made in Alabasta.
Yeah.
Tying their bonds together, including Vivi. And Vivi is on the run. Her kingdom is dismantled. The king is dead. And
she's the only person who knows who did it, or one of two people who knows who did it. That
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so I think they're all going to meet up. And she is, by all means, already a kind of a part of the crew in everything but name, right? So
it's definitely, thinking back to Alabasta, they leave that arc basically saying, like, you're a part of our crew, but you have to stay here and do this, so you're not a part of our crew yet. It's kind of the same thing with Jinbei, right? Where they're like, where he's like, Luffy's like, come be a part of my crew, and Jinbei's like, yes, but I have to go finish this other stuff first, and then takes 300 chapters or whatever to actually get him on the crew. So
for Vivi, it was more like, I can't sail with you guys because I'm a princess, but in spirit, I'm one of you.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing.
Yeah. I do think that this will happen. I think she's likely final member of the crew during sort of final showdown time. If we see this before 2030, I will buy you dinner. Like,
I didn't consider the timeline. To be fully fair.
I mean, you never know, man. Like, we were making predictions at the start of Egghead that we never could have predicted what happened in Egghead. So,
very true. I didn't expect half the people who were there to be there, nor did I. Like, that's every arc, though, right? It's like you start a One Piece arc, and then Oda adds the Chemical X, which is just chaos, into the mix.
Yep.
And like, characters you don't expect always show up.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Cool. All right, final predictions. This is my counter to your sports prediction. My final prediction is we end 2025 without a successful sports manga in Weekly Shonen Jump. I think this is my safest bet. I think they try this again. I think it probably fails again. I don't know why, but they have just not been able to capture a good new sports manga since Haikyuu. And Haikyuu had been ongoing for, 8, 9 years at that point. So, yeah, I think they try stuff and it doesn't work. So...
you're saying the Frolf manga I'm writing right now is not going to be a hit for Weekly Shonen Jump.
Yeah, the Frolf and Shuffleboard manga that they're going to try out in March and August will just not pan out.
Damn. As Shadow from Sonic 3 probably says, damn.
Cool. So what's your last prediction for 2025, Gautam?
They have Horikoshi shackled to the radiator at Weekly Shonen Jump. So I presume they will use the Hero Academia IP. So my prediction is they will have a chibi version of Hero Academia announced called My Hero Academia Academia. Like My Hero Academia grade elementary school or something.
This is a weird prediction. One, because I hate it. Two, because this is something that Weekly Shonen Magazine or that other Shonen magazines do more often than Weekly Shonen Jump. Like Attack on Titan High School is like a thing that happened for like years.
Yeah, exactly. And Fate's Day Night, Carnival Phantasm.
Like other owners do this more than Weekly Shonen Jump, I feel. But that doesn't mean it's impossible for them to do that. And they've already done some spinoffs of Weekly Shonen Jump, right? We have Vigilantes. I don't know. As long as they let Horikoshi go from doing it, I'm sure, man, whatever you want. I don't care. My Hero Academia,
I saw that
babies.
Tweet from him. They have him trapped in a basement to make manga, right? Like it's
which tweet?
That tweet where he's like, I just want to draw the next project I'm excited to work on,
but they want me to write. Yeah.
They say you should do both. It was a very saddening tweet to see because the dude clearly is burnt out.
Here's what you do if you're that guy and you're confident: you do like a silent manga, like only pictures, like you
only pictures,
like everything is visual storytelling, and then you don't have to write. I mean, you still have to write, quote unquote, but you don't have to like write dialogue, which is not the strong suit of My Hero Academia, I would say.
I think the only dialogue should be when a character's like powering up, so they're like yelling,
exactly, like Link from Legend of Zelda. Like he can scream, he can yell, he can't say anything.
Yeah, that's perfect. Awesome. Man, we should team up with Horikoshi.
Yeah. Just hey, I'll write this and then just turn in nothing. Sorry, just draw some stuff. Cool. So let's go through it real quick. Our 2025 predictions. Mine are 3 out of 4 of these happen. Akane, Chojin X, Full Knight, and some Naoki Urasawa manga get anime adaptations announced. Either Kishimoto or Kubo return to Jump Magazine. Marvel and DC finally embrace manga by shipping one of their mainline characters to Japan for an ongoing series. Chainsaw Man Part 2 ends in 2025 and is either lauded as better than Part 1 by the majority or bad in every way. And we will end 2025 without a successful sports manga in Weekly Shonen Jump. Gautam, hit me with your 2025 predictions.
And mine are Aka or Mango will release a bunch of epilogue supplementary material to try to fix Oshinoko's terrible ending. Elon Musk will try to buy Weekly Shonen Jump. There will be a sports manga about Frolf, disc golf / frisbee golf, whatever you want to hear. There will be one final straw hat added to the crew. It'll be Vivi. And there will be a chibi version of My Hero Academia. I don't know what it'll be called, but you know what I'm talking about.
I'll give you like any spinoff.
any spinoff. Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah, I'll give you a safe one there. All right, cool. Yeah,
I will make mine a little harder and say it has to be chibi. Okay. It has to be a chibi spinoff.
Gotcha. Or at least like, cutesy. Chibi's
like cutesy.
But yeah. Cutesy slice of life, an action. Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. This is like a time capsule for like end of 2025. I'll like look back and be like, what crack was I smoking when I made this? All right. Those are the predictions.
Okay, sorry. I think I muted myself accidentally there. Are you good?
Oh, yeah. You muted yourself. You were silent for a bit.
Cool. Yeah, I know what you missed. But anyways, it was funny. I was looking back at the 2023 predictions, and they're, like, even funnier than...
Were they unhinged?
They were pretty goofy. We did three things. I said My Hero Academia was going to end in 2023, which was a year off. And I said someone from Class 1A dies before the end. which that also just didn't happen when it ended. I said a Western NA or EU written produced manga premieres in a major manga group. That kind of happened this year and not in.
Yeah, with the cyberpunk people making that manga.
Yeah, yeah. With Raphael Jackie writing that. And then One Piece live action premieres and is universally lauded as a great show and wins at least one award. I think that it was definitely universally lauded and it's won 11 children's Emmys. So that one would have been true if I guessed it maybe later on. But I think I got that one right when we went over it last time.
Children's Emmys. Okay.
Yeah. You guessed.
Those used to be called the Kids' Choice Awards.
Yeah. In 2023, you guessed everything new in Jump with the exception of Gink and Luna, and Akane will not be running by end of next year. Akane was running, but after everything else was canceled. You said Kubo starts serializing Burn the Witch proper. And My Hero Academia, the bad guys are given some kind of redemption arc, and all for one pinned as true evil guy. The rest of them treated as hurt, manipulated, abused, which that kind of did happen in the ending.
So, oh, wow. I was right about that.
Yeah, okay. We were both kind of partially right about that. But
I think that Ginka and Luna prediction was only wrong because Ginka and Luna was also axed.
Yeah, which, to be honest, was clear to me from chapter 10 on or so.
It was clear to me, too. It was just aspirational.
Yeah, I think it's okay to have aspirational things.
Yeah.
Cool. We actually have a lot of news. It's been a couple weeks, Christmas and all that happened. So let's go through this. We got some manga endings here. We got Destroy All Humans, They Cannot Be Regenerated is going to end with volume 18. I think that last chapter is going to be sometime in January or February. We are behind.
I got to catch up.
Yeah, we're behind on the fan translations that were out. They dropped it because their unofficial version was announced. But now that it's ending, I have a feeling someone might catch us up there. Also,
it's
Mission,
really good.
It is so. Really good, yeah. Mission Yozakura Family is ending soon, says it is in its last arc. So that's another Weekly Shonen Jump thing going to end, which is, I think, in the top three or four, like, longest-running series currently.
Yeah, someone let us know how that is, because I remember when it first came out, I thought it was a little generic, but it's been going for a while, so it probably found its feet after, like, the first, I don't know, arc or so.
Yeah, I think it's one of those series that sells sort of enough, you know, right? It's kind of in that Sakamoto Days range where it's like, it's selling, you know, 25 to 40K a volume, which is good for any other magazine, but for Jump is a little, is okay, but not great, I would say. But
I'd be curious if it's worth giving a shot. I can't say I know much about it.
Yeah. Spider-Man Octopus Girl is ending January 7th with 31 chapters. That's sad because that's a good series, but
that pisses me off. Yeah.
I mean, it's not, we can't read it legally here, which is stupid. Like like literally your largest audience of like people who were Spider-Man fans are people who could read Marvel comics growing up, people in the West, people like me, like who want to read the series. It is not on Jump Plus, probably because of stupid licensing, legal, whatever reasons from Japan to here. So we have to read fan translations, which come out, which are not, featured prominently on Manga Plus or Viz or whatever. So, yeah, I mean, they shot themselves in the foot with that one. Like, they should have definitely worked to get this out in the West at the same time. And I think it would have been a much, much, much bigger hit.
It doesn't make any sense that they didn't. So
all legal stuff, I'm pretty sure. Like, so.
Yeah. So weird. Okay.
Yep. More bad news. Drunk Bullet is axed. That is ending January 12th. So we've got two more weeks of that, and then that one's over. That was our
fuck that
winner.
Pisses me off even more.
Yes, go watch the manga awards from 2 weeks ago. That is our winner of best new manga this year because it's fucking awesome. It's great. It's seriously, seriously good, underrated thing that I really wish more people would read. So
it's axed. Times like these where I just want to make the unilateral statement that everybody but us has shit taste, but I won't say it.
And our listeners. They have good taste.
They have good taste too. I won't say it out loud, but know that I believe in my heart of hearts that everybody has shit taste for letting this happen.
I agree. Yeah. Even just talking about the last couple of years, realizing like, oh yeah, MMA and Green Green Greens got canceled. And those were like two of the best new things Jump did this year. And then this year and last year. And then we're losing Drunk Bullet, which I think is the best thing on Jump Plus, new thing on Jump Plus this year. Yeah. It's sad. It's really hard to get, I don't know. It sucks because they're cool and they're different and they're new. And so it's harder to sell people on like something that's not just an action battle thing, right? That's something that's not just like Kurobachi, which I like Kurobachi, but like, it's just an action battle shonen with magic and swords. Like it's anybody who's seen any of the other ones kind of knows what it is. Disappointing. Let's
Speaking of the next one, this Vinland Saga ending soon, according to the author.
Yep. Has he been saying this for years, or is this new?
No, it's just like it's relevant to people not like unique things not selling. Vinland Saga is very unique for a specific reason. I like it's so old. I think I can spoil a little bit, right? Like what happens at the midway point.
Oh, I think most people know that. Yeah, it's actually killing, and then he says, "I don't want to kill anymore." It turns
into like a farmland saga, as it's affectionately called by the fans. But this is like in Kagurabachi, if the main character gets his revenge, and he's like, "Wow, I don't want to get revenge and fight people anymore," and decides to become a farmer. Yeah. You know, or like a botanist or something like that. It's cool to see it go out on its own terms is kind of what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. I mean, it's also like, I think it mirrors, and I think a lot of people have compared and contrasted it with Attack on Titan, which doesn't go fully from like war to peace, but it goes from war to you are on these people's side to wait, maybe they're the bad guys, and it makes you rethink war in different ways. And I think both of these series do that in interesting ways. Attack on Titan and Vinland Saga both kind of present war as a key thing, and you're supposed to root for people at war to kill the bad people that you don't like. And then halfway through, they go, "Wait a minute, rethink what you think about war and fighting and killing."
I appreciate that. It's like it's a subversion on the shonen buy-in you do for wanting to see violence.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah, exactly.
It's not this. It's not that kind of story. Yeah.
Maybe this is our read through thing this year is Vinland Saga. I'd like to read it. I have not read any of it, so
that would be cool. I wonder if people will get bored with us talking about him farming. I don't know.
I don't know. I'll have to read it and find out. Maybe.
Cool. I'm down for that.
So other news, let's see, the One Piece live action wraps filming for season 2. There are probably still some reshoots and pickups to get, but season 2 filming is done. We've had Nico Robin on set. We've had a crocodile on set. So this is, they are not going to do Alabasta. It's going to be all of season 3 from what I understand. They're doing everything up to it. So I think Drum Island is the end, the last two episodes of season 2, but I'm excited. I really like season 1.
Yeah, it should be great. I don't think season 2 will be as well received because the arcs we have in season 2 are weirdly the low point of the series.
I definitely agree with that.
Yeah. And they're not bad. It's just they're the low point of One Piece, which is just a banger series.
And I also think that they would, in order to improve this part, they would have to do a lot of sort of like original fill-ins and kind of make up more stuff and do more original parts to kind of improve it. And the truly original stuff in part 1 was maybe some of my least favorite stuff. When they weren't just directing or adapting what was on the page, it worked less for me. Not that it was all necessarily bad, but I'm thinking of a lot of the stuff in like the Zoro flashback, which was fucking awful, to be honest, and just a couple other scenes like in the stuff with Kuro.
The Zoro flashback, you know what, it's like both the Oda version and the show version were bad, so it didn't matter.
But they added more original to stuff to it and didn't really improve it, I guess. Maybe it was a good adaptation of the original. But yeah, I still, as long as it's still fun and enjoyable, and it's like if it's close to the same quality as season 1, I'll enjoy watching it. Like I actually was really super surprised by season 1 of how good it was. So
I think season 1 captured the most important part, which is the crew's dynamic. So as long as they have that, and they seemingly do in season 2, it'll be great.
Yeah. I think we also have to, through Alabasta, there's more special effect powers, I guess, in Alabasta combat, right? Isn't the talking sword in Alabasta, isn't that who? No, Zoro fights a swordsman guy. Talking sword is later, but
There's a talking sword in this?
There's a talking sword in One Piece. It's not in Alabasta. It's somewhere later.
Oh, I don't remember this.
Is it Big Moms? I don't know. Anyways, they really need to sell Netflix on sort of this season and next season being really, really big hits, because I think that after season 2 and 3, stuff starts getting really special effects heavy, right? Like everywhere you go, there's new crazy powers.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I mean, the next thing after Alabasta is Skypiea, right? With Enel? Isn't that what that would be the next season, probably?
You said his name in a way that sounded inappropriate, but yeah, mm-hmm. You're right.
With Enel?
Enel?
Skypiea with Enel? Yeah.
With Enel, that's the one that's next, yeah.
I guess maybe that one's not super special effects heavy, but I don't remember any of the side battles that happened in that arc at all. I remember not liking that arc very much, except for the end, which is great, but...
I like Skypiea, but it's like, I think they skip like the Foxy stuff and whatnot. Anyway, hey, sorry, we're going down a One Piece rabbit hole.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to get one thing. Okay, some anime announcements, and then we're going to talk about the big thing. So there was a Sanda anime announced for fall. Vigilantes, My Hero Academia Vigilantes anime announced for April next year.
Hell yeah.
Me and Robocom movie announcement. So all of that is leading up into, I'm going to make a broad sweeping claim about 2025 in anime, and that is 2025 is going to be the best year of anime of all time. Stay with
of
me.
Of all time.
Let me read you this list of anime we are getting next year. I already said Sanda Vigilantes, me and Robocom movie. We are getting Dandadan Season 2, Spy Family Season 3, Sakamoto Days, Gachi Akuta, Witch Watch, which is going to be a two-core, so two seasons of that. We're getting Jigokuraku Season 2, Apothecary Diary Season 2, Witch Hat Atelier should probably come out next year. We haven't got it confirmed, but I think it will. Skip and Loafer Season 2, Magi Lumiere Season 2, these are all very good. My Dress Up Darling Season 2, that was a huge show. Blue Box Season 2. Blue Box is good. We're getting another Uma Musume. I don't know if it's a miniseries or a movie, but that's the Horse Girls Racing, which has some of the best animation from the last couple of years. Oh, are those series?
Yeah, they were all on coffee cans when I went to Japan.
Yeah, it's very popular, way more popular in Japan, but the animation of those is brilliant. Panty and Stocking Season 2 is coming next year.
That's insane to me. Yeah,
the Chainsaw Man Reyes movie is coming out next year. We're getting a Undead Unluck anime 1 hour special. The OP live action, One Piece live action is coming. That's kind of, and then we're getting a new Mamoru Hosoda, who is the guy who did Summer Wars and Wolf Children. We're getting a new film from him called Scarlet. So like, look at that line. That's the lineup that we already know about. It's potential that we get even more things announced and done. Like I think it's potential that in the later half of the year, we could get Jujutsu Kaisen season 3, or we could get, the end of Demon Slayer. Like, there's already so much on this list. Like, it's just insane. Like, we're going to get more. It's already a list that I'd be like, it's a list that I'm looking at and I'm saying, I think that's the best year of anime I've ever seen, even though it's a lot of season twos, but it's a lot of good season twos. They're very popular. It's a lot of new stuff that's very popular. Gachi Akuta is one that is super high on my list to see. That's by Studio Bones. That's going to be awesome. Sakamoto hopefully is good. More Dandadan. Panty Stocking Season 2, Chainsaw Man movie, it's just crazy list.
I think the only thing that makes me think that maybe reality isn't real and that we're in the Matrix is that Panty and Stocking is getting a Season 2.
Yes.
I love that show. In no fucking way did I think that would ever come back in any form. Gainax, or Gainax, however you say it, is so dead.
Trigger made some kind of deal to buy the property from them, and Trigger is doing this, from
Panty and Stocking, dude.
It's going to be directed by by Imaishi, the guy who is like the director of Kill la Kill, the director of Little Witch Academia, like the guy, right? Like the guy at Trigger is doing it. So
it's going to be so beautifully crass. I can't wait.
I have not watched all of season one, but I watched about half of it and I need to finish it up because I usually would sit and eat and try to watch it. And that's a gross fucking show. Like, that's a hard show to get through.
Yeah, it's vile. Yeah. There's like an episode where they like put a dildo in a zombie dog. It's like very inappropriate.
Yeah,
like,
and it's just like gross. Like, oh, let me pull the earwax out. It's like very early 2000s, like Cartoon Network gross kind of stuff. But yeah, which is, it makes sense. I guess it came out in what, 2011, something like that.
You know, usually I'm not even a fan of things that get too gross, but I'm a fan of Panty and Stocking.
I liked watching it. Yeah, I need to finish it up because I know that it has that twist at the end, which was spoiled for me 20 years ago or whatever. But
I know.
But yeah,
I mean, I listen to the soundtrack. It's a fucking banger.
I love
soundtrack.
The opening. Yeah, there's like a remix of the opening song that I listen to a lot. But yeah, I just think like that sees the next year of anime is insane because I already think that's the best list of anime that you know going into a year that's coming. And I think there's going to be more, right? Like, and I think there's a potential for more Demon Slayer, more Jujutsu Kaisen, more, like more something, anything. There'll be unannounced stuff that we'll get later on in the year. There's something else I didn't put on here. What's it called? Medalist is coming next year, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's coming, airing probably next week or maybe in 2 weeks. That is a phenomenal manga. I think the anime adaptation is maybe looking a little shaky, but it doesn't, as far as animation, but if they tell the story well enough, who cares? Because it's a phenomenal story. There's even more that I've forgotten on here, probably.
Like DMC is also coming out, or is that already out? Devil May Cry?
I think they announced that. I don't know if they necessarily announced that for next year or not, but they definitely did announce that they were doing that, right?
It's either already out or it's coming out next year for sure. I just don't know which, because I they were showing a bunch of previews and stuff.
Yeah, Devil May Cry official announcement. Yeah, I don't know. Because, I mean, there's already a DMC anime from, like, I think 2007, which is, like, pretty decent. It's, like, kind of, yeah. It's very 2007, I guess, but it was pretty cool if you like DMC. So, yeah, like, the list is insane. Like, I think this is going to be the best year of anime. Like, I just can't. If all of this comes out and is at least okay or good as people want it to be, then it'll be unbeatable year 2025.
So that's your sleeper prediction that we won't count. Okay, here's my sleeper prediction. When we see Sonic the Movie 3 tomorrow,
yeah,
Shadow will say damn and Chaos Emerald in the same sentence.
Oh, okay. I'll give you any curse and Chaos Emerald in the same sentence, because I think he'll say a curse, but I don't think he'll... You think he'll say, like, give me the damn Chaos Emerald or something like that?
Yeah, where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald or something like that? I don't know.
Okay, yeah. All right, maybe. It's a risky good guess, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. All right. I mean, I think that's it for predictions. That's it for the big reveal, all the kind of going over the anime that's coming next year. So let's go over one more thing. This is my one more thing. This is an air fryer. Historical context here. I hate air fryers. Ever since they came out, I looked at them and I said, that is not a fryer. That does not fry. That is an oven. It's an oven with a fan. It's a convection oven. And I was trained by Le Cordon Bleu in the French style of cooking. And it is very clear that frying is something that happens covered in oil. My chef professors used to say, like, oh, something is a piece of meat. If there's oil up to here, your saute. The second it's covered in oil, you're frying. And so this convection oven is not a fryer. It is not an air fryer. But I got one and it's fucking great. I really like it. Turns out a convection oven that can get hot really quickly and cool down really quickly and has a nonstick basket is actually really convenient for a single guy. Like, it's really great.
I think we are aligned in that we're both incredibly petty hipsters about random stuff like this.
This is because my hill to die on. It's not a fryer. Yeah, stop calling it
because you hated air fryers because of the marketing.
Yeah, but I will also admit that everyone knows what an air fryer is, and it's one of the most genius marketing moves, because you would never have moved as many units if you called this a mini convection oven or a small top. Anything else you call this, it does not work as well as air fryer. So genius marketing, still wrong. The French chef in me does not like it at all, but it also is very, very good and cool and useful. And I like it a lot. So, this is my Christmas present from my mom. So she got me an air
fryer. Air fryers are great, man. I have like a toaster oven air fryer combo thingy, and the air fryer is cool. I can't tell the difference between using the oven setting and the air fryer setting, really. But
it's
a good oven.
Yeah, that's basically what I mean. If it's an oven, should just be better if it has convection, right? It heats hotter. It moves the moisture away from it. So it just should be like a better oven.
Cool. It's freaking great, regardless. Yeah, and it does it fast. So, I played Return of the Obra Dinn by Lucas Pope. I absolutely adored this game. It is a true and blue mystery game that doesn't hold your hand. You go on a ghost ship, meaning a ship with ghosts on it, kind of, also just an abandoned ship that made its way to port, despite the crew not being on it. And you kind of find out what happens to the crew over the course of the story. The story is told by really just finding out what happens to the crew. It's
I mean, like the gameplay crux of it is you have a stopwatch and you like will find a moment and it'll kind of show you that singular moment in time. And there's like 15 of them or something on the ship. I don't remember how many, but
there's like, yeah, it's like it's 30, I think it, honestly.
Oh, is it really? Okay. Yeah. There's a bunch.
There's a lot.
So you kind of go and you kind of realize like, oh, this moment happens after this moment or before this moment. And you kind of reveal what happens from the start to the end. And it's really, it kind of reveals the story in that way. And you're, the gameplay of it is you're choosing who did what, when in these scenes. And that's kind of the gameplay of it.
So, yeah.
The mystery.
You're exactly. And explaining more would be spoilers.
Yes,
will say one part of this is if you're bothered by the art style when you Google this, don't be. It's actually beautiful.
It looks great.
And in gameplay, I think you will actually really like it. Because
it is a game that looks totally different when you're playing it than in stills. Because in stills, you look at it, you're like, oh, wow, that looks kind of like weird. And you play it and you're like, oh, okay, it's a 3D game. Like it with a cool style.
I was craving a detective game because I love detective stuff. And I saw stills of it. I'm like, this is not for me. And then I played the game and I'm like, okay, I actually love this.
It's really good, yeah.
So it is this is like my favorite kind of power fantasy is anything that lets me gaslight myself into thinking I would be a super sleuth. So I beat Obra Dinn like just blind, and I put a feather in my own bonnet and I'm like, I could be a detective if I wanted to.
Yep.
But the reality is neither here nor there. Maybe I could.
Yeah, but it's a very good game. I'm glad you liked it. I definitely got to a certain point and was like, well, I've spent 2.5 hours on this game and I don't really want to spend 4.5 hours on this game. So fill the other half of the dudes out for me. And I just looked it up.
It's fair enough.
Yeah.
It's fair enough. Yeah.
It's not an easy detective game either. Like it is pretty difficult. Yeah. There's a lot of kind of assumptions and guesses and details you have to pick out. But yeah, it's a great game. I mean, there's a reason that everybody loved it when it came out, whatever, 3-4 years ago.
Dude, I filled out a whole notebook with notes. You don't have to do this at all, of course, but I had a fun time doing it, which is why I did it. But yeah, I don't know. I enjoyed the activity. Either way, Obra Dinn is a fucking great game. If you're into detective work or the mystery genre, you'll dig it.
Yeah. I was looking at what other games he had done. Papers, Please is his biggest thing, if you remember.
I've heard of it a lot. But I don't know what it's about, and I've never played it.
Yeah. Apparently, he also made a game called Mars After Midnight this year and Moida Mansion, those are the ones that came out on the weird little... There was like a weird little console thing that launched this year that he made some games for. I don't know. I hope that he has a new real game in the next coming years, because, yeah, he's a great game designer, Lucas Pope. So
this will be my one more thing next week, but I'm almost done with Outer Wilds, and that is also a masterpiece. I've been playing too many masterpieces, so my... Yeah. Opinions hold no credibility anymore because I just say everything is a banger.
We've talked it to death, bangers. But there's so much good art to consume. You could go now until you die and not consume any more bad art. So,
hey, you know what? I'd rather be on this side of things, just saying everything is awesome rather than finding everything mediocre. So, yeah,
for sure. Cool. That is it for 2024. This will be our last episode of 2024. We'll next see you in 2025. Rory mentioned again, going to be doing a little bit of a schedule change. You will not see podcasts like this every single week. I think you will see podcasts like this twice a month, and then we will do one manga volume discussion a month. I think that's what we talked about, or something like that. But you'll be seeing a little bit less of us, just so we don't have to, like Gavin just mentioned, we don't have to talk about things that we don't like all that much. We don't have to go over every chapter one in Weekly Shonen Jump. If it's bad, we'll just kind of group them together and be like, this one's good, let's pay attention to this one. So
unless it's like a fun conversation or an interesting one.
Yeah, if it's interesting,
some
bad,
of them are just
sure.
Like it, like some chapter ones just are. Some weekly chapters just spark no joy at all, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's nothing to talk about, kind of a thing.
Yeah. We've had a little bit, not necessarily of a struggle, but we did, when we were doing Gachi Akuta and a podcast every single week, that was a lot. It was too much for us. And I think we both kind of would like maybe to do the Oda work in the month, where it's like 3 episodes a month, 1 episode off. We'll just, you know, play it by ear when all those things fall, and that'll be easier. So look forward
problem
to that.
Problem having tough full-time jobs, huh?
Yeah,
it is where it is.
Exactly. All the other stuff that goes with it, but cool. I think that's it. Hey, thank you again, everyone, for listening or watching in 2024. We really, really do appreciate it. Tell your friends, leave us comments and upvotes. We really enjoy that. Don't forget to leave us that feedback, upvote, thumbs up, all that. Check out Twitter and Patreon, link in the description. And hey, thank you for being with us yet again this year.
See you later.
And don't forget to read more manga.